This is Something to Tweet About, written by Artax Lives and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you.
It was just a tweet, but it basically destroyed Bucky's life. It's not that bad, you're being so overdramatic. Steve rolled his eyes and rounded the corner they'd already lapped twice on their morning run around Central Park. It is that bad. You weren't there to see Clint's face when he saw it. He was mortified. He said, and I quote, "Fuck, that's awkward." Bucky grimaced. Awkward. And the worst part is, I don't know which part is awkward. People thinking he's queer, thinking he's dating me, thinking we'd be cutesy enough to wear each other's clothes. Ugh! He parkours off a wall and over a bench because it's just that kind of morning. You were wearing each other's clothes, Steve oh so politely pointed out, the punk. We were wearing each other's merch. There's a big difference. The PR department told us all to hype each other's merchandise. He groans again, like it's the end of the world. And it might be. He and Clint had gone out for pizza, and they hadn't done it on purpose, but Bucky was wearing a purple sweatshirt with the Hawkeye logo on the front, and Clint was wearing a black sweatshirt with a full gray sleeve and the Winter Soldier star. They'd laughed it off because, duh, they both loved doing dumb shit. Loved it more when they did it together. They hadn't even thought of the implications people might pick up. Some teenager had tweeted a photo of them at the pizza place, throwing darts while they waited for their pie. Bucky had just said something dry that amused Clint so much that he'd grabbed Bucky's shoulder to steady himself as he threw back his head and laughed. And of course, because Clint belly laughing was a beautiful sight, Bucky had smiled fondly over at him. That was the first tweeted photo. With the tweet, at Gen Z NNYC, I want someone to look at me the way at Bucky Barnes again looks at the amazing Hawkeye. Hashtag Winterhawk, hashtag Bullseye, hashtag Avenger Sighting. Unfortunately, neither Bucky nor Clint had their phones on for anything but assemble alerts, so they were blissfully unaware that the hashtag Winterhawk was steadily rising to number one. Or that the random fans who'd recognized the pizza place in the photo had come to get a pic for themselves. The next tweet was a sneakily angled video of them at their table. Clearly showing, bad angle notwithstanding, Clint picking and eating all of the pineapple off of Bucky's piece, and Bucky clearly picking and eating all of the olives off of Clint's piece before they ate the respective slices. Steve's response to that was, "Why don't you just get half and half?" Bucky didn't know why. It seemed less like sharing that way, maybe. Don't ask stupid questions, Steve. The tweet had read, at hashtag Sloot212. True love is having a partner who will always eat the pizza toppings you don't like. Hashtag Winterhawk. Hashtag Avenge Pineapple. Hashtag Olive Bucky Forever. Oh, but then, they'd walked back to the tower, Clint slightly buzzed, both men sated and full, happy in each other's company because no one accepted Bucky for everything he wasn't like Clint did. And no one understood all the broken pieces of Clint and still wanted to be near him every day like Bucky. They were comfortable with each other in a way that they didn't feel with anyone else. This post was a series of pictures, all tweeted by different people at different angles and moments, and then grouped together and retweeted. They'd been waiting for the walk sign to turn green, and in one pic they were staring at each other grinning. In another, Bucky was ducking his head while Clint looked at him fondly. In both pics, they had their hands in their pockets, but in yet another picture, Clint's hand was up like he was going to tuck back the lock that had fallen out of Bucky's bun. But he hadn't done it. Bucky hadn't even seen his hand move, which meant he'd changed his mind for some reason. not knowing that reason was nerve-wracking. Especially because in the last photo of the series, Clint had stepped into the crosswalk and Bucky was staring after him like a lovesick middle schooler. Most of the tweets were generic bromance or romance tweets, but the one that accompanied the retweeted series of pics had read, at Q is for queer 99, hashtag Winterhawk not knowing how much they like each other is calling us all out for being in love with our BFF and being too scared to tell them. Hashtag pining together. Fuck Twitter, and fuck these younger generations for being too damn honest. Couldn't a man pine after his best friend in fucking peace? How the hell are the two of you still trending? Tony asked during their weekly meeting with PR. He seemed more offended that he wasn't trending anymore. People are going through every photo of the two of them to map out their relationship. Natasha smirked. She even wiggled in her chair like the evil imp that she was. Seeing her ex-boyfriends squirm under the social media eye for being secretly in love was really boosting her morale. Sadist. Bucky scowled. Clint groaned. Steve chuckled. Their PR manager simply grinned and told them not to fuck it up. Hey. It was 3 a.m. Bucky couldn't sleep. The fear that he had lost Clint, who was seriously the best friend he'd ever had, even more than Steve, who couldn't fully let go of the old Bucky, because he couldn't keep himself from making heart eyes at him while they were in public, hounded him every time he laid his head down. He'd avoided the range this week, because it was one of the places where Clint and he had become friends, and because he knew that's where Clint would be. When he was new to the tower and not yet an Avenger, the range had felt familiar, so it was here that he'd come late at night when the nightmares were bad. It was here that he'd found Hawkeye running from his own nightmares. It was here that Hawkeye had become Clint, and Clint had become his friend, his confidant, his partner in stupidity. And it was here that Bucky had fallen in love with him. Or realized it, at least. He'd been falling in love the whole time, though. That first night in the range in the wee hours of morning, Clint had asked Bucky if he was cleared to use a gun yet. No, he wasn't. Clint had offered up his practice bow. Bucky had not been great with it that first night, but by the fourth, he was hitting near the bullseye 4 out of every 5 times. Not great, but learning how to control his arm strength when both arms had a different amount of strength was no easy task. After putting away the bows, Clint had declared that they deserved a reward. The kind that Tony hid in the very back of the bottom shelf of the freezer, he'd whispered conspiratorially. He'd grabbed Bucky's hand, the left one, the one that Bucky still had trouble thinking of as his, and pulled him into the hallway. He'd let go then and taken off running. Bucky had run after him, though he wasn't sure what the hurry was. Clint took the stairs instead of the elevator and ran up them. It was only one floor up, so neither was winded, but Clint's fair cheeks were pink and his smile was dazzling when he skidded to a stop in front of the fridge. The bottom shelf, in the very back, held a nearly hidden box of Itzits. Clint grabbed them each one and stuffed the empty box back in the freezer with a devilish grin. Then he beckoned Bucky over to the window on the west side of the common room. "Ice cream at sunrise is the best," he confided, folding his long legs in a crisscross pose and staring out at the still dark city. "Don't we want the other side if we want to see the sunrise?" Bucky questioned, leaning his back against a divider wall and bringing his knees up. He wasn't flexible enough to enjoy the position Clint was sitting in. And besides, sitting this way let him sneak looks at Clint. "Nah, we'd be blinded by it the minute it started to rise. Watch." And he turned his face back to the city as the streetlights started to wink out. The sun rose behind Stark Tower and bathed the city laid out in front of them in sunlight. It was beautiful. This was more than just pink and orange clouds on a horizon. The streets came alive. Cars moving, people bustling, storefronts opening. It looked like the sun was coaxing life awake all across the city. Not just flowers opening to the sunlight in a garden, but also the caterpillars and ants and the ground teeming with life. Bucky sat quietly and enjoyed the view while he ate his pilfered ice cream sandwich. He actually didn't even know what was so special about it until the first bite. An oatmeal cookie ice cream sandwich. Huh, imagine that. It was months of moments like that. Full days of just hanging out and doing nothing while trading banter and sarcasm. It was letting each other cry on an especially bad night. It was quiet movies when Bucky had a bad day. It was doing something unnecessarily reckless when Clint had a bad day. It was pizza and coffee and ice cream and building a life with each other without meaning to. Until one day, at the range, Clint had turned his head to look over his shoulder at Bucky, winked, and released his arrow, which didn't just hit the bullseye, it split another arrow already in the bullseye. Bucky had released the breath he didn't know he was holding, and when his brain resurfaced for air, he thought, I love him. It was so easy. He just loved Clint. Nothing changed. He didn't let himself get awkward. He didn't let it change them. He was pretty sure that Clint didn't feel the same, and that was okay. They were best friends, and it was enough. Sure, sometimes he did pine for more. Sometimes he wanted to slide his hands into Clint's hoodie and pull him close. He wanted to hold his hand during movies. But he would never have risked their friendship. It meant far too much to him. But then, there was Twitter, and Clint avoiding him. So, he'd lost his best friend anyway. Lost the one person who made him feel like it was okay to be Bucky Barnes again. Just a new version. Tonight, he'd come to the range because he needed to feel grounded, connected to Clint, even though it made his heart ache with the emptiness. Hey yourself, Bucky replied, turning slowly to face Clint. Leaving the bow on the counter, the bow he hadn't had to use in months because he was an Avenger now and could use any weapon he wanted. You've been avoiding me, Clint said, his chin tipped up in a challenge, his jaw tight like he was clenching his teeth. It felt like you wanted me to avoid you. Bucky swallowed around the lump in his throat. Clint, I... But he couldn't go on, because what if he said the wrong thing and Clint couldn't look past it? Clint stepped closer, close enough for Bucky to touch, close enough to see the purple bruises under his eyes from lack of sleep, close enough to hear his heartbeat fluttering wildly in his chest. And what did that mean? I miss you. Us. I feel like I had something perfect, something that was mine, something that fit just right. And the world yanked it away. I won't make it weird, I promise. Can we? Clint's breath hitched, and his eyes got that wild look that Bucky knew was his fight or flight look. Before Clint could run, though, Bucky grabbed his hand. He pulled Clint close enough to place his hand over Bucky's thundering heart, holding it there with his vibranium hand. He laid his own hand between Clint's pecs. Clint, I've been falling in love with you since that first sunrise. We can just be friends if that's what you want, and I'll take it. I don't want to lose you, but... He swallowed hard enough to feel the lump in his chest under Clint's hand. Your heart feels like it's telling the same story mine is. Clint folded into Bucky, pressing all of himself against Bucky's front, looping his arm around Bucky's waist, leaving his hand on his heart, and tucking his face into Bucky's neck. I started falling in love with you the first time you shot my bow, so... I win. Shaking his head and smiling fondly, Bucky responded with, It's not a competition, you know that, right? Maybe for you it's not. Clint grinned into Bucky's neck and flexed his fingers into the muscled surface of Bucky's chest before his voice went soft and he asked, Do you want to go out for pizza with me? Like, a date? Give the world something to tweet about? They were trending at number one again. There was another series of pictures. Hundreds, really, tweeted as they were spotted on their date. Bucky's favorite, though, was a series of photos that Clint posted himself. Bucky was pretty sure Natasha had taken them, even though he hadn't seen her. First, a close-up of their linked hands together as they walked downtown. The second, Clint blowing in Bucky's ear as he threw a dart at the board at the pizza place. The third, his and his piles of olives and pineapples on their pizza tray. The fourth, the one that sent Twitter into an absolute frenzy, Clint lounging back against a lamppost while Bucky leaned in and up for a kiss. His hands were tucked under the hem of Clint's hoodie on his waist. One of Clint's hands was buried in Bucky's hair at the base of his neck, and the other had a fistful of his sweatshirt as he hauled Bucky forward. Their lips were just pressed together. The tweet read, At the Amazing Hawkeye, what do you call two Avengers who finally talked about their feelings? Hashtag boyfriends. Hashtag Winterhawk. Hashtag Olive Bucky Forever 2. The end. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I see flowers.
me better when I'm with you.
Podfigures note. This was potted for my dear friend Demon for her birthday. Demon, I hope you enjoy.